Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming.
Health officials in Wyoming continue to urge residents to get a COVID-19 vaccine as they have now added 10 more names to the official list of fatalities from the virus. All of the recent victims have been older or had underlying health issues that put them at higher risk. Wyoming's death toll now stands at 786 individuals struck down since the pandemic began. And they now say that the Delta variant, a highly contagious form of COVID-19, is now the predominant strain affecting Wyoming. There are no plans at the state level to institute any health-related mandates, but some federal organizations, such as Yellowstone National Park, will begin enforcing CDC guidelines that mandate wearing a face mask in public, even if you've been vaccinated. The town of Jackson has instituted a similar measure. If you still have not been vaccinated, you are urged to contact your local health office and make arrangements to get the free shot. In a bus that ranks near the top of the list as far as dollar value is concerned, a car carrying 24 pounds of suspected fentanyl worth about $150 million was stopped east of Cheyenne last week by the Wyoming Highway Patrol. A man was stopped for speeding east of Cheyenne on I-80. After pulling over the 2021 Hyundai Kona on Friday, a trooper became suspicious of criminal activity when the driver provided inconsistent and implausible travel plans. The trooper detained the driver and deployed a canine around the exterior of the car. The dog gave an alert to an odor inside the vehicle. A search was conducted on the car, and troopers found the suspected fentanyl. The driver, Diego J. Aguilar Valdovinos, was arrested and charged with felony transportation, distribution, and possession of narcotics. The seized fentanyl has been placed in a controlled environment pending laboratory testing due to health and safety concerns. Fentanyl has become much more prevalent on the black market in recent months. As the opioid crisis rips through America, it is an incredibly powerful and dangerous drug. It poses a risk not only to the users of it, but, as in the case last Friday, to law enforcement and first responders who have to be extremely careful just handling the drug, as an accidental exposure could have lethal consequences. As little as 2 milligrams of fentanyl can be deadly to humans.
If your plan involves a party, it's your responsibility to plan for a safe and sober ride home. A DWI is a serious crime with serious consequences. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. If you get busted, you may lose your license, pay thousands of dollars in court costs, legal fees, and higher insurance rates. Make sure your last call is a safe one. Order up a sober ride. And please, don't drink and drive.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
Powell Ace has your summer supplies, weed and bug control, yard tools, and decorations. Powell Ace in downtown Powell.
Two more Wyoming Republicans have been identified as congressional candidates who have been interviewed by former President Donald Trump in his search for a challenger to the re-election campaign of U.S. Representative Liz Cheney. State Senator Bo Bightman of Ranchester and Casper resident Catherine O'Neill were identified as joining State Representative Charles Gray of Casper and Cheyenne businessman Darren Smith in seeking Trump's endorsement in the GOP primary for the U.S. House of Representatives. Trump has vowed to work for Cheney's defeat should she seek election to a fourth term as Wyoming's lone U.S. House seat. Cheney was one of 10 House Republicans to vote for Trump's impeachment on allegations his comments led to the invasion of the Capitol on January 6th. Bightman served in the Wyoming House of Representatives for 2 years before being elected to the state Senate in 2018. O'Neill has described herself as being a private citizen living in Casper with family ties in Wyoming, going back generations. She has also said she is a longtime landowner in the state. She worked for the Trump administration for 3 years in the State Department, and prior to that worked for his campaign in 2016. In 2020, she ran Catholics for Trump during his reelection bid. The two have yet to formally announce a run for the office. Governor Mark Gordon, Representative Liz Cheney, and Senators Cynthia Lummis and John Barrasso will all be in attendance at Friday's public ceremony to commemorate the life of former Wyoming Senator Mike Enzi. Enzi died after being hospitalized following a bike crash that left him unconscious with a broken neck. There were no other parties involved in the crash. The memorial service is set to take place at 1 p.m. Friday at the Gillette College Pronghorn Center, immediately followed by a reception at the same location. Pastor Donovan Voigt, a close friend of the Enzis, will officiate at the ceremony. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.